Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Jonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Jonard. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sabold, and towards Moranville, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Moore reaches second base with a double. English scores. Hornsby scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGuire. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. McGuire steals second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jonard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jonard. Harper scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Clark moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Charlie Root now pitching. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moranville. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to third to get the runner. English is safe. English moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. Heathcote scores. Hornsby moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root strikes out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moranville strikes out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richborg. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Richborg steals second. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0 for 2 in the game. Maguire hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richborg tags and moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. English hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Clark. English reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Cubs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sabold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bernie James pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie James now playing second base. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 3 in the game. Root hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. English steals second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Al Sparrer. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moranville tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jack Smith pinch hits for Sox Sabold. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.